I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Time for another one, a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Demi?
Morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. We hear there's some problems in paradise with your man Jordan, though.
Yeah. So Jordan and I have been dating for about 2 years. About 6 months ago, we moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty big step.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the past couple weeks, he's been doing this weird thing where we'll go to bed, say goodnight, and he'll get up after I've already gone to sleep and go to the gym, he says. So he'll come back sweaty. He wakes me up, and he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was just going to the gym in the apartment complex. I have, like, insomnia or whatever, and it just helps with my anxiety.
Hmm.
Whoa.
So you've been with him for 2 years. Has he struggled with insomnia the whole time?
Not really. I mean, he's got a little bit of anxiety here and there, but nothing that's caused this before.
Hmm.
That's interesting. So he's going to the gym. Like, is he driving out to, like, a Planet Fitness or something? Like, where?
No. We've got a gym in our apartment.
Okay. That's a little bit better. And, like, does he have a time that he's going? Because I know for me, like, I honestly go to bed around, like, 11 p.m., to be all the way honest with you. So anytime after that would be really late.
Yeah, he goes at around midnight.
Oh.
Hmm.
So it's like we are usually like watching a TV show around 11, and then I'm sort of falling asleep around 11:30. And sometimes he'll wake me up when he leaves just because movement in the bed, but sometimes I don't realize until he's coming back in.
Hmm.
Okay.
He wasn't coming back out.
Oh, my God.
Do you give him a little whiff test, see what he's smelling like? Does he smell just like a gym, or does he smell like a night after a strip club?
Well, he usually goes and, like, jumps into the shower.
Mm. How long has this been happening?
A couple of weeks. But the weirdest thing is the last time he did it, I woke up when he left. And so I checked, and inside the bedside table drawer was the key to the gym in our apartment.
Oh, girl. That is a huge detail.
Yeah.
What?
So now I think he's cheating on me.
Right.
Obviously.
He likes biscuits. He's out there trying to risk it to get some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That doesn't make
mm-hmm.
any sense, because it's not like he's like, oh, I went for a run. He's telling you he went to this gym and he doesn't even have the key to get inside. Like, it's obviously a lie.
I don't know. I honestly think that it's possible that he's cheating on me.
Do you suspect somebody he's cheating with?
No, I mean, I thought we were happy.
Wow. And nothing else outside of these random gym trips has been weird in the relationship? Is he treating you differently? Is he, like, more annoyed with you or something?
Not more annoyed, maybe, like, slightly standoffish. But I don't know. I mean, we've got a lot going on. Living together can be challenging at first. So
yeah.
I just thought we were kind of getting out of the honeymoon living together phase and getting into more of a normal routine. But then this started happening.
Hmm. Okay, well, you know what? Let's call him up. Let's call your man up. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation and ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Demi. If not, then obviously he has explained to you. And if you don't mind, we're just going to eavesdrop, okay?
Okay.
All right. We do have counselors on standby just in case you want to work on the relationship. If not, and you just want to basically tell them to go to hell, we're here for that as well.
Okay.
We got directions to hell if you need that.
Really?
I'm sure you do, Joey.
I do.
Been there twice.
You guys!
All right. Staycation setup's up next. It's your Morning Mess. Okay, the Morning Mess is back with the staycation setup. Listen, man, we spoke to Demi, and she lets us know she's been dating this guy, Jordan, for 2 years, okay? They just moved in together about 6-7 months ago. She suspects him of cheating on her. He's been getting up late night and saying he's going to the gym because he has some insomnia. Mm-hmm. So they have a little apartment complex gym, and it's been happening a lot the past few weeks, but he goes to the gym, goes straight to the bathroom. And things haven't seemed right to her. Her intuition's kicking off. She looks in the nightstand. The apartment complex gym key is in his nightstand. He didn't even have the key to go to the workout. So, Demi, you're on the line.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense of why he's doing this.
I don't know. I thought we were happy, and I can't believe this is happening.
And just to confirm, he doesn't have, like, a spare key.
I thought we only had the one.
Right. If it's like my apartment complex, they only give you one of those per apartment.
Yeah. They usually give you one. Wow. Let's do the staycation setup. Let's call your man Jordan up, offer him the free romantic staycation. Anish, you can ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Demi. If he doesn't, obviously he has some explaining to do to you. We do have those counselors on standby. Have you thought about this? Obviously, you listen to the show. If he does say another girl's name, are you willing to give him a second chance and go into counseling, or is it over?
Absolutely not. There's no way.
Okay. Well, the option is still always available. You know, you won't know until you're there. So let's go ahead and find out once and for all, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Jordan?
Yeah. Who's this?
Jordan, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Really appreciate you picking up the phone. I'm calling with some good news for you. You've been selected as the...
I'm not interested, man. Thank you. It's always a cruise or something. I'm good.
Well, I want to assure you, sir, there's no cruise involved with this. This is a local hotel based in the North Scottsdale area. And actually, we are new here. So we were hoping to give you a free stay in our penthouse suite and add in a honeymoon package in exchange for a review of your experience online with Google and Yelp. Because we're new, we're trying to build our presence online. And we were hoping to get your honest feedback by getting a weekend stay here.
Yelp review, huh?
Mm-hmm. Again, we are new here, and because of that, this is a very limited time offer. We are doing this, honestly, just finishing up our giveaways for the week, and from there, we're just going to be giving out traditional stays. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on an opportunity like this.
Crazy. All right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, well, I've got a few questions here for the reservation. I promise it won't take too much time for you, Jordan. Now, my first question for you is, we package this as a romantic weekend stay, and we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. So I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say for your guest. They're going to receive it upon entry. So let me know if you have anything in mind.
Look, I don't have all kinds of imagination like that. I'm sure you know what to put on a card, right?
Are you okay with us using one of our generic options?
I guess so. What would it say? What you got?
It would just say, hope this weekend is one to remember forever.
Yeah, better than what I came up with.
Okay. All right. Jordan, I have that written down here. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
I guess that'd be Kaylee.
Who the f*** is Kaylee?
What?
So, Jordan, we do have to legally let you know you're live on the radio right now. Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 105. Your girl Demi's on the line.
What?
Who is Kaylee? How long have you been sleeping with her? And why would you bring her on a...
Wait, what the hell is going on? What is happening?
Give me some of that popcorn real quick. Explain.
Be nice.
Listen, man, your girl called us up, suspected you of cheating. You want to let us know about this girl you wanted to take on the staycation?
Honey, why can't you just ask me about things? You got to call me through the radio?
I mean, it's not like you're talking to me. You're lying to me. You're going off to the quote-unquote gym. Who's Kaylee, and why are you taking her on some romantic getaway?
She is somebody. She's a friend of Angela's. It's nobody important.
Oh, great. Does she know about me?
Yeah.
What?
She knows you have a girlfriend?
Well, everybody knows about it. Everybody loves Demi.
Oh, what a nice compliment, Jordan. Makes me feel real good. Everybody loves Demi.
Not enough to respect her relationship with you, apparently.
I want you to get out. She's packing up your shit right now. I want you out.
Come on. Look.
Go live with Kaylee, or whatever her name is.
I'm not going to live with somebody else. It's just ridiculous. Look,
well, you're not living with me anymore.
How long you been bench pressing Kaylee, though? How long has this been going on?
I'm not talking to you people anymore. Look, honey, let me get home and figure this out.
Home?
Look.
We don't have a home anymore, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
What?
Got a question.
Yeah?
Who was better?
Jesus.
There's no better.
You're supposed to see Demi, dummy.
You weren't supposed to stutter either.
I'm not thinking real clear right now.
All right, so are you over it, Demi?
I'm over it.
All right. Joni, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Demi.
Yeah?
You told us from the very beginning you were over it.
I mean, I was hoping it wasn't going to have to be, that he was going to say my name.
Yeah. Of course. And you have no idea who this Kaylee girl is?
No.
We have counseling services. I'm going to go ahead and grab that for you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to find someone out there. What sign are you, Demi?
Pisces.
You're a Pisces. Ooh, Pisces are freaks. You know what you got to
do? Well, Pisces are fishes in the sea.
Hello. Yes, they are. You know what I'm saying? What was Jordan?
Jordan was a Gemini.
Of course he was.
That doesn't mix.
Should have started with that.
Yeah, you could have just told us that.
Oh, gosh.
Geminis are cheaters, so there's
that. I can't even argue with that. Yeah. I can't even oh my god you.
Yeah, it's Libra season. You need to grab you a Libra. That's what you need to do, Demi.
Sagittarius all the way.
Grab a Libra right in the biscuits. Whoop.
Wow, okay. You had me for a second.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.